This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and everything in between. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, hope you're well. Whatever hook or hollow or, I don't know, canyon that you hail from in this world, and whether you're off our shores or somewhere in the U.S. Here's the big deal for the United States. Congress approves $900 billion COVID rescue package we talked about as we were live the other day that is just very, very close, and we knew it was happening. It just needs the rubber stamp. So it gets the Senate stamp. Now it goes to the Prez, and it's relief for millions and millions of Americans. And the question then becomes, for those who are on pins and needles, when do we get the money, money, money? And it will come quickly, they say. The vote is yes, and 2 weeks, the Treasury gets the cash to your bank accounts after it's signed. So do the math, and January is when you should get it, in the very beginning of January. If you remember back in March, this happened in March, and in March it was pretty quick if you were smart enough to act and you fit the requirements of what needed to happen from 2019 earnings. So $75,000 a year, or you double that, $150,000 if it was a couple, as long as it's less than $150,000, and then you would get that $1,200. Of course, then you would also get money for the children too, so perhaps you get up to $2,400, and then $500 per child under the $2 trillion CARES Act. That was in March. So this time, it's kind of the same thing, a few little tweaks, a few differences as to where the money is doled out, but it's $600, and then again, doubling that if you meet the requirements. And you know, the people who have bank information on file with the IRS would probably get the money first because it's just direct deposit into the account. Then if you're getting a paper check or prepaid debit cards in the mail, that takes longer. So about 90 million people, more than half of those eligible, get the payments within the first 3 weeks or so. And that's what happened last time. And that's, I'm sure, what will happen this time. So the bottom line is, for those who are really in desperate need, and that's millions because of the coronavirus pandemic, the deal was struck. And now it's just the signature of Donald Trump, the Prez, and he will, and he's talked about it. He was pushing hard for even more money to be part of the stimulus. So this is a done deal. I mean, a done deal. I would say to anybody who desperately needs it, get that information into your, go to IRS.gov and put the bank account information in there, and then you'll get it that much quicker. And this is a good thing because the aid package will relieve so much pressure for small businesses, too, as well. Specifically, there were a couple of things that were laid out, even for this time, broadcasters, events were included in it. So in this relief package, like I said, the tweaks include $300 a week for enhanced unemployment insurance benefits, so that's less than last time, $20 billion to buy vaccines and make it available at no charge for anyone who needs it. That's good. $8 billion for the distribution, some of the smaller areas, we're having problems with that, $20 million for testing efforts, $20 billion for that. And these are billions, by the way, with everything I said, don't think it was millions, billions. $25 billion for rental assistance for that eviction moratorium extension. I talked about that the other day in case you missed the show. $82 billion for schools and colleges and to help them reopen the classroom safely. $10 billion for child care. So this is needed. I mean, if there is a time to lean on the federal government, this is the time that it was to make this happen, right? I mean, you can make arguments about things that didn't get funded, but enough agreement was there that there was funding, $1 billion for Amtrak, $16 billion for airline employee and contractor payroll support. That's very, very, very big because this is what really jacked with the airlines the last time around. And you see how hard it is on them, what's happening in hospitality, in transportation, with small businesses. So everybody gets a little bit of touch, I think, in this one. My question is, are we going to see these horrific stories that sort of bounce out about who got the PPE, somebody who has a quadrillion-dollar business, and did they really need it? And then, of course, then that raises eyebrows. And what is the oversight of where the money is being doled out? But the bottom line is, when we've got over 18 million COVID-19 cases, when since Thanksgiving, the number, so think about that, that's not even a full month, 54,000 people in the United States have died since Thanksgiving, and then others are just crippled with anxiety, worry, and economic hardship through no fault of their own, but because of what's happened with the pandemic. So congratulations to the people on the Hill who can never seem to get it together, in my opinion, and are always dancing in different directions. They finally danced in the same direction enough that they could get this done in time for the start of rolling into January. And again, so needed when we see what is happening to businesses. How many are crumbling, and I don't think we'll be able to even get back up on their feet no matter what, because it's just too late for some of them, and small business is the backbone of the United States. It's the backbone of the way we do things. It's that land of opportunity. I mean, listen, we know that. So even the biggest corporations, they started as that tiny pebble, that idea that just started to explode often, depending on what the industry is. But those that are in that stage of growing, they saw that growth atrophy, and so many business owners tried desperately to keep people on payrolls and had such a tough time doing it. Why? Because they were losing their shirts and losing their business. All right, so it hasn't happened in 800 years. If you know what I'm talking about, you probably looked into the sky and saw something that was amazing, but with the naked eye, for some, you were squinting, desperately thinking you saw it, weren't sure if you saw it. Was it a star? What is it? Is it a planet? I'm not sure. I'm going to explain on the flip side when we go to the mailbag, because many of you had questions about that and some thoughts as well. Meet you in the mailroom.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran non nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mailbag. Get in the mailbag.
We didn't have to dig far. Thanks to all of you. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Any thoughts on the show? Anything that is bugging you that's happening in your world? Let me know. 24/7, that's the brilliance of it. And a lot of people listen to the show at different times. You can go to gcnlive.com and stream the show, download it anytime. You can go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com. It's there as well. And listen to what you have missed. And I think many of you do that, so thanks for that. And that's why the mailbag is always so full. This one comes to us from Richard, who says, Kate, what the heck with what was going on in the sky? So many people were talking about it, and I must be an idiot because I could not figure out what was happening. I don't understand. Please enlighten me as to what was going on with these planets and why this happened and why it is such a big deal, especially when it didn't seem so easy to see to the naked eye, these planets that were coming close to each other. Did you see them, and did the planets align for you? I'm always hoping the planets align for me. What are you talking about? You're talking about Jupiter and Saturn. Yeah, and it hasn't happened in, 800 years. So you can make all kinds of jokes about it, and they're calling it the winter solstice, the great conjunction of the two. And you did have to, I have to be honest, right? I figured I'm going to run around the backyard. I have a good view, run across the street, and I had to drive down the street to a much bigger area, see people with telescopes, and figure out, okay, where am I looking? And they showed me, and I did see it. So it was like, it almost seemed yellow to me, two yellow, they almost looked like stars that were on top of each other, sort of streaking when I saw it. And closest to each other in the sky on Monday, and again, the winter solstice. So it's crazy that they look like they were a tenth of a degree apart, and they're going to remain closely aligned or in alignment for a few days, and it'll be visible to the naked eye when you look toward the southwest just after sunset. So now there is the key. You heard what I said, just after sunset. So that's when you really want to jump on this because you're going to get the best view then. I think that was the confusion for some people. And Jupiter and Saturn maybe align every 20 years, but the conjunction is the first time since 1623, actually, that the two giants have passed that close to one another in the sky. And about 800 years, there's the 800 since sky people that looked up into the sky were able to witness the event at night. So it's like a Christmas miracle. People are calling it a Christmas star since it fell on the first day of winter in the northern hemisphere and only a few days before Christmas. I'm with that. I'm game. I saw it. It was cool. I did see it after sunset, so I did get that view. And then as it got later, It was more difficult to see it, to like think you're looking at Saturn and Jupiter. And it's look around on whatever your search engine is, and then you'll get a better sense and go out in the next day right after sunset and see if you can view it. I love this. Made me feel good when people were saying, is it the Star of Bethlehem? Like it made me think, oh, what a cool thought. Is that the Star of Bethlehem? But anyway, it was some sight to see, and I think that it was one of those moments, because I like that kind of stuff that brings people together, because I've got a bunch of emails. I'll do one more. I got one from Herman. Kate, I've never emailed the show. I listen. I'm in Arizona. I'm in Tucson. KVOI is where I listen to you. Great station. I listen to another show during the day, and then I catch you later at night. I did see the planets, and I did have to really kind of look and make sure I was looking in the right direction and all that, Jupiter and Saturn. And I would have loved to be at a place where I had an incredible telescope. I know you've talked about that before, some of the places that you've been. I think McDonald Observatory, you mentioned that before, outside of Marfa. I bet they had a great view. But nevertheless, it was neat. And a lot of my neighbors came out, too, and there was some conversation. And, of course, everybody was social distancing. But it was kind of a moment to forget everything else that's happening in the world. Yep, well done. Thank you for that, Herman. Yep, I think that's what it is. That's how my neighborhood was, that people were kind of banding together, saying, did you see it, and throwing up pictures. And I took a picture, but honestly, if I shared it on the website, and maybe I will still, but it's with an iPhone, and so it looks like, what is this? I mean, it does, to me, it looks like you can see it, but I don't know if you would feel the same way. Maybe it's wishful thinking. I definitely saw it, but I don't know that it's the best photograph I've ever seen of what we're illustrating here, what people saw when they looked up into the sky. And thanks for that reference. Obviously, you do listen. I have talked about a couple of years ago going to the McDonald Observatory and what a treat that was and how shocked I was because I knew very little about it and how you could just, it was like you felt like you could just touch the sky, and their telescopes are so powerful. It just, wow, blew me away. All right, we move from that to this one from Jack, who listens to us in, he listens to us in, what does he say here? He listens to us in Portland. So Jack, I'm wondering if you're another Jack that listened to us in New Orleans and you've bounced around a little bit. But anyway, just by the way your email reads, so Jack says, Kate, finally, you were talking the other night. Thank goodness I found you on the air because everything else was old news. But you were talking about this whole COVID relief thing. So I scribbled down some of the details. I got more of those details. And it looks like my family just qualifies, which is a good thing because my wife was laid off and from a job that she's worked at for, you know, 20 years. And it's been rough. Luckily, I retained my job, but still, this will be much needed relief, I think, to so many people, probably more than you even know, because a lot of people don't talk about where they sit in the middle of this. And that's a shame. If more people share, they shouldn't be afraid to be vulnerable, because I think in this pandemic, you say it, we're in this together is not just a trite saying, we really are, and helping one another is the way to get through this gap. So finally, the feds help us. It makes sense if they're printing money all the time anyway for everybody else. Why are they not printing it for the people who need it the most in the United States? Yeah, I like that at the end, the jab. Yes. Why are they not printing it? So there were people that grumbled on the Hill about the size and what the scope of the whole thing was. But and there wasn't much time to read it. Because can you imagine you're voting on a bill that's 5,600 pages? Do you think any of your aides or you are going to go through this? Can anyone read, I don't know, 1,000-plus pages in an hour? I don't think so. I don't care what Evelyn would speed reading class you've taken or how smart you are and how many people you have that work for you. You can just highlight what's in it, but you wouldn't have a lot of time to really go through it. But the good news is I think that the people who need it, a lot of it is directed toward the people who need it, and it's a little more directed than the last time around. It's also a little less money in some areas, but it's done. So, you know, $900 billion of relief that will go out to Americans. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the payments could be delivered maybe even starting next week, so that would actually be before January. And I think the people who have the bank account information are the ones that are going to see that show up really quickly, right? Small businesses have access to another round of Paycheck Protection Program. I mentioned that. So this is good because treading water only works for so long. And because some of us are optimists and listening to what was being said in the very beginning of the pandemic, really thinking, can we get out of this by the fall and get through it? And the answer was no, because now we're still in that hole where we're trying to come out of the other side. Remember, again, you can email me anytime, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Mic drop. Yeah, we got one of those moments coming up next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has passed a series of funding bills, including a $9 billion COVID relief bill. Those measures will not only fund the federal government through the end of September, but will also provide billions in additional funding for small business loans, vaccine distribution, and direct stimulus payments. Senator John Kennedy says the people who need money will get it under this package. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that the bill should provide the help that many Americans need.
Restaurants are going to get money through the PPP, the help for small business. Folks who are unemployed are going to get enough money to help them through the current surge. They'll be available for a vaccine very, very soon. We're going to spend more money on vaccine distribution. I think it will be enough, but nobody knows.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
This is USA Radio News. A U.S. soldier who went missing from their post in upstate New York has been found. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris. The 20-year-old soldier went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey, and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And more than 70 cadets are under investigation in the largest cheating scandal in West Point's history. At least 50 students have already admitted to cheating on a calculus exam in the spring. The cadets had been taking the test remotely due to the pandemic. 8 students are facing hearings for honor code violations that could see them expelled from the Army's academy. A number of students who admitted to their cheating have entered a rehabilitation program set up to allow cadets who break West Point's honor code a chance to regain their standing. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You know, I'm doing a lot of forest bathing. You know what that is? That's what the Japanese call forest bathing. Walking in the woods and, you know, going to remoter areas, of course. And it's been fascinating to me. And I've talked about this on the air before, that my nephew was working with me for 4 months in between college and came and stayed with us, and he's fascinated by fossils, and he would go down to the creek not too far from where the satellite facility is, where we do this show from, and he would come back and have these ammonites and find these incredible things, and it just kind of blew me away. These look at Kate, these are thousands of years old, and sure enough, you know, take it to the rock shop, yeah, that's an ammonite. How old is it? Oh, yeah, thousands and thousands of years old. So I am fascinated by that kind of stuff. Then I came across Canada, Yukon, Canada, and think gold rushes and still gold miners, you know, digging around looking for gold. And there was a guy who was water blasting a wall like a frozen mud, and it was near Dawson City, which is in that Yukon, Canada area, and blasted out a incredible find, a fully preserved ancient wolf cub. And when I say fully preserved, I'm saying still had skin, teeth, everything on the body, and all soft tissues, and is 56,000 years old. Yeah, that's a definite mic drop moment. They do these X-ray techniques, right, so they could determine that the pup had been preserved in permafrost, is what they call it, and died at 6 or 7 weeks old. And they even knew what the last meal was that the pup had, which was a woolly rhino. So, wow. How crazy is that? And this technique is a stable isotope analysis. And I saw the X-ray, if you will, of the animal that lived during the time when glaciers had receded. So, wow. If I'm the gold guy, I blow out this wall and I find this. How, I don't know, excited, perplexed, wondering what I've found. I mean, probably all of those things. And they say that, you know, the wolf cub's diet was probably influenced by how close they were to the water. They could tell this by this analysis that they were eating mostly aquatic things like salmon, shore birds, that kind of stuff. But they did the DNA, and the pup is descended from ancient wolves, like I said. So the ancestors of modern wolves from Russia, Siberia, and Alaska. And the miner just had a big giant pan, pulled it out, totally preserved, put it in the pan, and then the rest is, you know, history, as, you know, immediately made phone calls and that's what they found out. I mean, how rare is it to find a mummy like that in Yukon? Because they had to die in a what they call that permafrost location where the ground's frozen all the time. And they have to get buried quickly because that is how it fossilizes, right? That's how fossils happen in the first place. So it lays out on the frozen tundra too long, it can get decomposed or get eaten. But this didn't. It was pristine condition. So this was just published today in the Journal of Current Biology. It just blew me away when I read that. And like I said, the perfect, perfect mic drop moment. All right, this is a jaw-dropping moment. What in the heck was the Chilean president thinking? He pulled a Gavin Newsom when he decided, oh, I'm going to tell everyone they have to wear a mask. It's so important. You know, we want to save lives. Look at the global totals. And Panera was hit with a $3,500 fine after posing for a selfie on a beach with a bystander. No mask, nothing. Just waving to people, no mask. I mean, talk about, you know, there's no social distancing there. And Chile has a very strict on mask wearing, you know, in public places, and you're punishable with sanctions. That includes fines, even jail terms. So, of course, immediately apologizes, turned himself in after the selfie came up on social media, and explained what happened. He said he was walking alone on the beach near his home, by the way, in a posh Chilean seaside town, when a woman recognized him, asked for a photograph. Beware of anybody asking for a selfie during the pandemic. And you see the president and the woman standing very near each other on a sunny day, not wearing mask. So once the gaffe was out, that was it. The virus there peaked in May and June during the southern hemisphere winter, then kind of subsided through November. Cases, though, are on the rise again. So the big warning about masking up has happened, and they're serious, obviously, about it. But like I said, he pulled the Gavin Newsom, because remember, Gavin Newsom was all over everybody, and it's terrible in California. I mean, the amount of cases, it's insane. Every day, the amount of cases, they're getting 44,000 new cases the other day, 44,000. So he was at a birthday party, and they have these strict COVID 19 guidelines that are infuriating people because the businesses are crashing and burning. And, of course, in California, there's so many people that are also not social distancing and having parties that there has been an explosion of more cases. So then he's at a birthday party for a senior advisor, you know, weeks and weeks ago, and a photo shows that, you know, it was held indoors. At least part of it was held indoors, and you could see that they weren't masking, and you can defend it as much as you want, but clearly he was in that. He was there in those photos, so he had to apologize, and it was a loud party and all that stuff, and got louder and louder and louder, which is, again, why he himself would tell Californians, this is the idea, this is why we can't do these parties, because people get excited, people start to have drinks, and then, you know, think about what happens after that. There's no control about what could be spreading. And he was in that situation. So the Chilean president did the very same thing. You can't expect people, when you're the leader, you gotta really be careful, and you gotta play by the rules and see how easy it is, I think, to forget that, yeah, you gotta mask up. I said it before. Sometimes I'm so used to it, but sometimes you run out. You go to run into a grocery store, a convenience store, get gas or whatever, and for that split moment you forget. And I can't tell you how many times I've had to jog back to the car recently, because it was innate before and it still is, but for some reason it's off in the car. I'm not even thinking about it, right? I'll tell you where they're thinking about it, the UK. A lot of countries have cut off the UK, and Boris Johnson is holding crisis meeting after crisis meeting on this new coronavirus variant because it's resurging. And there were three nations that kept it under control without lockdowns, but they're concerned about it in England. The three nations were Finland, Norway, and Denmark. They were the standouts, and they were able to contain it. But they kept the deaths low, like below one per million. But not the case with what's happening in the UK. So they're being shut out as far as any flights to the UK. There were people that were scrambling to go through Heathrow, the main airport there in London, and get out of the country. They were going to go to Ireland or go someplace else before a very big lockdown, and they didn't make it, because immediately when that came out, things were shut down to the Brits. And, you know, then the concern becomes, and it's not shut down, by the way, for the U.S. The U.S. does not shut down travel between England and us. So if they wanted to come to the United States, you'd come to the United States, but it is a crazy resurgence, and it's something we hate hearing, right? That there is going to be mutations. There is going to be variants of it. And as we have the vaccines rolling out and all over the place, not just in the United States, the timing is nasty. So hopefully they get all that under control. But we watch in the U.S. as more people are getting vaccinated, and more people are getting vaccinated of note. So like the VP got the other day, Joe Biden was dosed as well. That was his big thing on Monday. The hope is to get more people to say, you know, to see it and feel safe about it. So those that are anti-vaxxers or anti-this vaccine will feel like it's safe to have it done and to, you know, to go and get the vaccine when it's available. And of course, that's the question. When is it going to be available? Depends on what phase you're in. Next phase, if you're 75 plus, you can get it, or frontline firemen, teachers, that kind of thing. And then we go through the next phase after that. All right, coming up, hard to believe, we're at the tail end of the hour with some odds and ends.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get for my radio show or books hit me at weird times and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us as we dive into some of the O&Ds you might not have heard of. You know, I mentioned Newsom, the governor of California, by the way. He is in quarantine because some staffers tested positive for COVID-19. Ah, I wonder why. They were out at weddings and parties. She said sarcastically. The staffer came into contact with Newsom and some of the others, so that was the safest thing they could do. On Sunday, they were tested, and Newsom tested negative, but is expected to be tested again in the next couple of days. And with kids and running California from the governor's office, of course, that's what he would do. Interesting, with the violations for coronavirus, I mentioned the Chilean president getting fined in the previous segment. How about in the Cayman Islands? There's a Georgia college student. They're not full. So this college student and her boyfriend have been sentenced to months in prison in the Cayman Islands because they violated the very strict COVID-19 measures. And the ruling is going to be appealed. They have an attorney, Skylar Mack, who's all of 18, and Vanjay Ramgeet, 24, of the Cayman Islands, have been in prison since Tuesday of last week when the ruling was issued. They both pled guilty, but they're going to argue for a less severe sentence. And, of course, the argument is, well, they're two young people. They've never been in trouble before. This is the first time they've had interaction with the police, the courts, prison, anything. By the way, Mack is a pre-med student at Mercer University in Macon, Georgia. You know, that's a, hey, we'll go to the Cayman Islands after Thanksgiving. We'll have some fun. So this is the deal. And this is what we hear about all the time, right? They go to the Cayman Islands. They were supposed to undergo a two-week quarantine. It's mandated by that government, which they electronically track anyone who arrives in the British Caribbean territory, of course. So she broke the quarantine 2 days later. Boyfriend picked her up to go to a water sports event, and that was it. So then they were arrested. They had to they have to provide 40 hours of community service. They have to pay a $4,400 fine, too. And, you know, they're still appealing all of this. But going to prison for going to the Cayman Islands and thinking, no biggie, I can slip away and no one's going to pay any attention to this. The girl's grandmother, by the way, reached out to the president, Donald Trump, and received an email from a staffer saying the White House would look into it. So she lives in Atlanta, this 18-year-old, and then her grandmother also lives there and said she wanted to be a doctor at age 10, blah, blah, blah. So they're arguing that defense. But the Cayman Islands has 62,000 people, and they've reported 300 coronavirus cases and two deaths, so they know people coming on to the island, they're being careful about it. So know the rules when you jump on a plane and decide you're going to go somewhere else and have some fun, because they're tracking you. So if they're tracking you, there's no way to get away with it, because they've nailed you. They've nailed you moving to whatever place, you know, moving around the island or wherever you're going and not doing the quarantine thing. Yeah. I didn't realize this, but, I mean, maybe I shouldn't be surprised. And we always talk about recruiting in the armed services, but I was just reading something about the Navy. And that there is a big debate about building a larger and a more lethal Navy. In fact, there was a great opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal the other day. But National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and the budget director laid out a plan to reach a three, and I didn't even think about this. How many ships do we even have? I mean, there's a trivia question. How many ships do you think we have in our Navy? 300. They want to reach a 355 ship count in the Navy in about a decade. So that would be up from 295. That's what we have. The Pentagon is debating and studying how to expand the fleet, because they also, with these ships, the cost would be $147 billion. And then, of course, the recruitment. So you would have to have enough naval recruits to be able to be on those ships. I mean, even the smaller ones, you know, and carry out these missions and whatnot. And you think of destroyers and how big they are. And then, of course, you think of the aircraft carriers and what the cost is for that. And the aircraft carrier is a big debate. I mean, the USS Gerald Ford, the price tag for that, $13 billion. And, of course, there's technology problems, delays, all of that. And it's an easy target for a missile, let's say, a Chinese missile. So they're talking about lighter carriers so that they could get that fleet up anyway. And why build them the way they're building them if they're having some problems with it? But, of course, again, a larger Navy using that strategy, besides the what kind of ships you're using, etc., is going to be sailors. I mean, how many do you have? Do you have enough people to keep it up? Who's keeping up servicing the carriers, the subs, and the maintenance? Those maintenance delays squeeze the fleet. So yeah, the Navy is a rich target right away. It's the debate of, okay, what do we need to do, and how many ships do we need, and how do we keep this up, and how do we also get the kind of recruits that we need for this Navy? And coming from a long line of Navy people in my family, it is interesting, including my hubs, who was on an aircraft carrier, and listening to his stories about going after Saddam Hussein and what that was like, and being on the ship and what they had to do. And I mean, it's a city, and keeping up that city and the jobs that everybody has on an aircraft carrier is pretty interesting. So I thought that was something in the new year we'll talk about, get some people on to talk about where are we going when it comes to defense, and where should the money be funneled, and what are the best uses for technology, and are lighter, smaller ships more viable than still going the way of the aircraft carriers? But of course, the aircraft carriers can get you to the places at the, you know, the farthest corners of the world, and you've got the ease of having the planes take off, which is what they were designed for in the first place. I'm going to end on this note, as I am a dog person, did not grow up a dog person because I had a brother who was allergic, but then got a golden retriever who just, whew, stole my heart, Mahalo. And now in the pandemic, after we had to say goodbye to Mahalo, we got Guinness, who is half golden retriever and half Irish setter. And I love this story about, because of the isolation in the nursing homes, the COVID rampage and all of that, that now more dogs are being let in to help the isolation for the nursing home residents. You know, bringing them in, visiting at lots of different places, because they're thinking of ways of how do we engage the people when they can't be engaged with anyone else in the place, and the dogs are the perfect thing. So sometimes it's staff members who bring them to work, and the dog has to have the right temperament. They check it, all that kind of thing. Once they're assessed and they have the basic commands and they can cope with wheelchairs and elevators and medication carts and all the other things that they would encounter, they bring them in and they become therapy, which I love. That's incredible. Because they have the social distancing barrier, some of the worst social distancing around because of the pandemic. So bring the dog. Totally makes sense to me. I know Guinness would do it. I just don't know if he wouldn't be a menace running around. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. And thanks to you, Nathan Reeder, for a terrific year as the technology maestro of this production that we put on.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Argo Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.